لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقان أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر وقال تعالى إنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as by the command of our honorable and illustrious Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat said that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, the sunnah which I have in mind discussing, Hazrat mentioned it many times also and stressed upon it the importance and that we should practice upon this very, very important sunnah, and Hazrat used to explain it in detail. However, with regard to the importance of sunnahs, how important they are in our lives, by way of one example, that it's not a long time ago when we used to buy rice, we knew that there were pieces of stones in the rice also. Small pieces of grass also. And the housewives had to sit hours cleaning the rice. When we bought it, we knew that there is going to be pieces of stones also and they're going to be weighed. And we're going to pay for the stones which are heavy, the price of rice which is light. And we were going to pay for the little pieces of grass also, which are very light, but we were paying the price of rice for them. Why? Because they were in the sohbat, in the company of the rice. After we bought it, we protected and looked after the rice. It mustn't get stolen, mustn't get wet in rain or anywhere, put it in a wrong place or anything. Some animals mustn't interfere, eat it, etc. We looked after the rice, we looked after the stones also. We looked after the pieces of grass also. But after the housewife set, and with that scoop they used to shake it and separate and clean the rice, and now they threw the stones outside. The pieces of grass they threw outside. Now we are not prepared to pay a cent for it. Now we are not prepared to look after it. Animals urinate on it. People walk on it, trample it, no care, because it's separate from the rice. Just like that, if we can understand, as long as we, this ummah, was connected with sunnahs, was connected with the masjid, was connected with Quran Sharif, was connected with ulama, this ummah, Allah would have paid the price of the ummah, the price of the masajid, the price of sunnahs. We got no value. We are those pieces of stone. We are the pieces of grass. But as long as we are connected with deen, with sunnah, Then Allah gives us the value of the sunnah, what the value of sunnah. But, and nobody separated us from the, from sunnah, from Quran Sharif, we separated ourselves. Now we are like a stone's thrown outside. Now the drinkers of urine and the eaters of swine, they trample us. They destroy us. What is happening throughout the world, we know what is the Muslim world being, what we are going through. It's not their fault. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Allah says, when you do wrong, then I don't come personally down to whip you, to hit you. I use some of my makhluk to punish the worst makhluk, who are more sinners. I use them to punish those who are the lesser sinners. So Allah is just using them. Our enemy is not any nation. Our enemy is not any country. Our enemy is our sins. Because of our sins, our indifference to deen, because of that Allah uses who He wants to, whether He uses a country, whether He uses a nation, whether He uses natural forces, what we call, these are all the armies of Allah. And Allah uses them according against us. To make the matters right, we don't have to have a big army. We don't have to have big officers. 10 block flats and all offices and computers and the latest of technology. Simple solution, we have to bring sunnahs into our lives. We have to bring deen in our lives. Attach ourselves to the masajid. Attach ourselves to ulama. Attach ourselves to deen. Wallah, this is the solution. But the solution is too easy, so it doesn't appeal to us. We are very learned people. We are very sophisticated people. So we want a very intricate and difficult to understand solution. If doctor just tells you take Panado, you're useless doctor. He gives you Panado, but he just red, coats it red, yellow, different color. Yeah. And if he charges, if he gives you free medicine, or he's giving us a sample medicine. It's not going to work. But when he charges us a good amount, yeah, now it's going to work. Unfortunately. Whereas a deen or useful, deen is easy. The solution of deen is easy. And also, I remember that we mentioned that to acquire deen and to acquire akhirat is also easy. Just imagine, for example, in our deen, to make qailuna is sunnah. Our sheikh is to remind us, qailu fa inna shaytana la taqilu. Make qailuna. Shaytan isn't got time, he's a busy man. He has to make the whole world gumrah, he's busy. Whereas our deen, so easy, make it, don't, you don't kill, run after the dunya, don't kill yourself, make some qaydud also. And so easy is our deen. And to earn dunya, to make a small profit, what and what efforts a person has to make. He has to tire himself, and many times one little something goes wrong, and instead of a profit, a big loss you make. Whereas in deen, to make the hugest profit, and that will be with you your whole life wherever you are. Your dunya's earnings, you go for Hajj Umrah, all your house and your car and all your things cannot come with. Of all what you have got, you load your credit card, you take your currency with you, how much are you going to do? You pack one bag or two bags, how much are you going to do? The rest stays behind. But your deeny earnings, wherever you are in the world, they are with you all the time. And you don't have to pack your bag, and you don't have to forget something, or remember something. Those three people who were caught up in that cave, and they got the, got salvation from there. What was it? The amal that fell there. They didn't have to carry the amal with them. The amal was with them. And not only them, how many people? Right? That porter who used to deliver goods and people and take them. When one person, a crook, took him on the wrong road and in the jungle wanted to kill him, and then what helped him? He didn't have any bodyguards with him. He didn't have any security. His connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we require, this connection. And this is so easy to acquire. So deen is easy to acquire. And the returns are unbelievable. Subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. One subhanallah, all say subhanallah. Our scales are perfect already. Walhamdulillah, tamla'ul, wassubhanallah, walhamdulillah, tamla'ul ma'bayna as-sama'i wal-ard, kama qala alayhi salam. Subhanallah. So easy to say. While driving we can say. While we are waiting on the phone for somebody, we can be making zikr. And what huge earnings we have been making. But unfortunately, this doesn't make sense to us. To be made a shop right, checkers, anyone, selling butter 5 cents cheaper than the normal price. We will spend 50 rand more on petrol, time, wear and tear, but we will save a 5 cent here. And we will phone everyone, and how much money on the phones are going that you must go and buy out the butter there. For small, small benefits, irrelevant, wallah, irrelevant benefits of this dunya, we will sacrifice, and we are clever. He's clever. He knows how to make money. He knows how to save. He looks after the pennies. And he's a rich man. He knows how to do things. As far as deen, dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi? What then? What hasn't your brain done in dunya? Deen mein wo kahan mar gayi? But when it comes to the matters of deen, then where into your brain's time also? There are some people. You can explain them so much, do this like this, do it. You stand on top of it, still they do it more. And you say, what's wrong with you? You've got brains, you haven't got brains. But when they want to steal, you say, what brains does people have? So Allah has given everyone brains, but it depends where you use it. We might laugh at that, we are more laughable. Our brains for dunya, to make the petty gains of the, and which we know 100% we're going to leave behind. For that, what then, what don't our brains work? But for the eternal gains of akhirah, for deen, then our brains don't work. So we are more laughable than them also. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand, so sunnahs are very, very important. The sunnah which I wish to mention, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to stress very much upon us, is the sunnah of giving jawab to answer when adhan is called. Now, adhan was called, everyone must have answered, inshallah. But we couldn't hear. When Qarisa was reading, and then when he pulled his reading, his breath long, then we could hear the response from the people. And this is also quite surprising for correct reading of Tajweed, of Makharij. It doesn't move us. But when the Qari takes a long breath, that is something very great. Whereas the long breath is not maqsood, it's not the correct reading, makharij be correct, the juid be correct, and when he reads it with the reading according to the ayats of Jannat, etc., ayats of Jahannam, then the fear, etc., that is what should move the people. But today, when the Qari reads and takes a long breath, then we are, and you see the response also come. Allah, 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 everyone. But adhan, my ears, maybe they went deaf that time. I didn't hear a response when adhan was going. But when the qiraat was going and when the long breath was going, then I heard the response from the people. So maybe something wrong, old man now, to perhaps go for a ear test or something. But to give jawab of adhan and think whether we are giving. And there are many valuable du'as to read when adhan starts. We don't go into that detail. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazal, I'm writing one kitab which is now completed about certain sunnahs which we usually mention and the great benefits and certain aspects of make du'a. It gets printed soon and you can see the details in there. But however, when adhan is given, we should reply to adhan. What also commonly happens when adhan starts, many people, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, reply. But after that, silent mode. Right till the end, when again the Muhammad says at the end, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, then we go in the right mode again. Then we reply there again. And then some of us read what we have to read, some who don't read the dua, but only so much we reply to. Whereas adhan, the whole adhan, it has come, when you hear adhan, reply. And say the words what the Muadzin says. Yeah, one very important thing which might not be so easy for us to digest and which our Shaykh used to stress upon, that when the Muadzin says, many of us, when the Muadzin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, we don't say that word. We say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ulu Sharif 100% has to be there. But it comes in this hadith about the answering of Adhan, replying to the Muadzin as the words he said. Besides, Hayy ala salah twice, Hayy ala falah twice, they say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the Muhammad doesn't say in his Quran, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't heard any Quran like that. So we must say what the Muhammad said. He doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. And in that hadith it comes when Quran is finished, Summa sallu alayhi. Now we, Summa, according to Arabic grammar, is for Tara, delayed action. You wanted to read it there, but read it now after the Quran. And then read the dua of wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salatil qa'ima ati Muhammadan il wasila wal fadila and wa darajata rafi'a. Many of us got this on our tongues and delete it. It doesn't come in that. The words are good, very good, the meaning is good, but it's not in the sunnah dua of the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وضعت المقام محمودا الذي وعدت انك لا تخلف الميعاد. A person who reads this, حلت له شفاعتي. أي وجبت له شفاعتي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my interceding for that person to make sifarish for him has become compulsory upon him. Which our Shaykh rahmatullah should have said that this is one of the 9 prescriptions which Hazrat had taught us how to get guaranteed more from Iman. And that is the most important thing in our life. More than anything else is that we value Iman. If we just reply to Azan every time, it's one of the prescriptions that our more, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Qiyamah Day will only intercede for the believers. Which means you have to be a believer, you have to die as a believer, so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can intercede for you. So we should always give adhan. Also, we see that the adhan is supposed to be given out of the masjid, which actually means that the sound of the adhan must go out of the masjid. Those who are in the masjid are there already. We don't have to convert the converted. Those who, we don't have to give them in, those who have responded to our invitation, don't have to give them again dawah. Those who are not, maybe there are laws which don't allow us to give adhan loudly outside. So the adhan, yeah, when it's so loud in the masjid, at least that should have made us to give jawab of adhan. But unfortunately, inshallah, we have to make husne zan. And husne zan is, where is husne zan? Husne zan, what a zan. They think good about someone. And zan is in Urdu a woman. So beautiful thoughts of somebody is like a beautiful woman. Who do want to see a beautiful woman? So make husna zan and bad zan, bad zan and bad zan. A woman that's ugly. Nobody wants it. So don't think bad. So we don't want to think bad about everyone. Everyone must have given the jawab of adhan and always we must be giving. But if we are not, just imagine what a great treasure we are losing. We have come to the masjid, we are free, we are sitting, but just indifference. Because we are not reminded always, we don't give jawab. We should give jawab. And also, it's not necessary, it's not right also that we give the jawab loudly, softly. But at least such that reminds someone. Somebody gets reminded that they also give jawab. And the worst is that when adhan is carrying on, we are talking of worldly things. There is no adab for adhan. That's a terrible thing. So at least have adab for adhan. One place there was a hips completion jalsa and the MC Allah Riwani. At the end he announced and he said, adhan will be going out, will be given in about 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it was. So in this 10 minutes, people have come from different places. People you are meeting after a long time, you like to talk, discuss, how are you? So we are giving you permission for that. But when adhan starts, please, then let there be silence. And answer, usually after the program, immediately adhan is given. And everyone, I met with somebody after two months, after 6 months, I meet you, and you like to meet and talk, and we don't care about the adhan. Many places after programs, so much noise takes place in the masjid. Noise in the masjid is so terrible. And when adhan is carrying on, these are dangerous things which we are doing. More worse than jadu and jinn effect that come, and we are doing it with our own hands. Respect adhan and reply to adhan. May Allah give us topic. The few ayahs of the Quran Sharif I've recited are all in the great praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who can praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Allah Rabbul Izzat himself? And how much the Quran Sharif Allah is filled with the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah has praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is our praising after that? Where can we recognize who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, the greatest praises of Allah, of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, are in this surah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. That undoubtedly Allah is declaring. And in the past tense, which is a thing that has happened, it can't be changed anymore. It is history. It's a fact. Nobody can, if I promise tomorrow I'll do something, I may die, you may die. That thing might do for some circumstances come about, it can't. But what has happened already? We have already given you, and with authority Allah is saying, that already we have given you Al-Kawthar. Kawthar we have given you. What is this Kawthar? One is, the famous tafsir of it is, the fountain of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. And what a wonderful, the drinks the people, a person will drink from there, from the drink given out by the hands of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us all, inshallah. May Allah save us from some such action that we have to be told, Sohkan, Sohkan, get away from here, go away from here. And main in that are bid'ah, innovations indeed. May Allah save us from all the things that we are kept deprived. And may Allah in His mercy and the kindness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we all get to drink from Kawthar. The other meaning of Al-Kawthar, Khair Kathir, goodness in huge abundance. We have given you goodness in great abundance. What goodness from idolatry which was in Makkah Sharif, idols in the Kaaba Sharif, and in Medina Sharif which was Yathrib at that time. The Jews were ruling, they had control, and all the wrong things they were doing. In the world there was darkness. Over 600 years had passed since a Nabi of Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, came in the world. And because there was no Nabi, and in fact Hazrat Salman Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it came in his heart to be guided to the right way. A priest told him, nobody in the world can guide you now. Now you go to Yathrib, Medina, and the final Nabi will appear there. You follow his teachings. So darkness had come. What evil condition. And then Allah gave Deen of Islam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah gave Tawheed, and the greatest asset a person can have is the asset of Tawheed. If a person and Tawheed in its true sense of the word, not just that I believe in one Allah, I believe only in one Allah. I believe that all the sifat, the attributes of Allah, nobody has got those attributes of that. Allah is Rahim, nobody else is as Rahim as Allah. Allah is Ghafoor. Nobody is as Ghafoor, forgiving as Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah. Allah is Shafi. Allah is Razzaq. All that is only Allah Ta'ala. And then we believe in the Tawheed of the Af'al, the words of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah doesn't need a Nabi for Hidayah. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need a Nabi, a Wali. Allah doesn't need the Malaika for His praises. He is as glorious as He is, even if nobody makes His ibadah. Allah is totally alone. And when the reality of Tawheed will come into us, then we will not be concerned. We will make effort of dunya, but we won't trust our effort, our shop, our job, that these things are giving us rosy. Allah, if anything has to happen, and Allah, that one door of rosy closed, we won't go and commit suicide. We won't go into despondency, and we won't go into frustration, etc. My Allah is there, and my Allah is not only loving, He is Hayyun Qayyum. He is alive and He keeps alive. Allah doesn't eat, He feeds His entire creation. My Allah Ta'ala doesn't sleep, He gives sleep to the entire creation. Such is my Allah. So if your trust is on Allah, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْمِسْقُعَى. In this yaqeen of the story, that Allah alone is the giver of rosy. There isn't a living thing on the earth, but the responsibility of its rosy, Allah has taken that responsibility. We get very worried. Looks like my shop is going to close now. I'm going to be losing my job. This is going to happen. I've been hospitalized 6 months. What's going to happen? How many people are hospitalized? How many people have become, they can't function anymore? But yet they are eating. The family is eating. Everyone. Allah has His ways. And Allah Ta'ala feeds. So Tawheed, this Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the perfection from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, at that time at the beginning, Waheed that came down to Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, to Idris alayhi salatu wa sallam, to many Anbiya, was about dunya's matters. When Adam alayhi salam came into this dunya, in Jannah he was a VIP, everything ready for him, all his food ready, everything for him. When he came in dunya to make one roti, he required to 360 things to make one roti. And today in our way of life, to make one roti, we may be needing 360 trillion things. You need a stove to make the stove, the steam. And to make that, how many machines? You need electricity. To generate the electricity, how many things? Roads are required in the process. Trucks are required to make those trucks and that. How many other trucks are required? How many other machines to make one roti? Today, we take it for granted. It's ready for. But really, if we have to think in the details of it, the flour from where it comes, the machinery to crush the flour, the shops where it is sold, to run one shop and to run a big supermarket, how many people and how many, the delivery of the goods, the marking of the goods, you need a pen, you need a machine, the making of that machine and the making of that machine and the making of that machine, how many other machines are required, how many people have to come to work and tell everything is not right. If the principal said the father is to come to the school because the child is not performing or something, now you can't go to work. That also has to be in order. Your wife needs to go to doctor. You say, boss, I can't come today to work. I have to take my wife to hospital, to doctor. How many things have to be in order? We cannot imagine. So Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wa salam that it seems very hard. Huge mountains have fallen on your head to make one roti. I make it easy for you. Just say Bismillah. Whatever you do, but today we don't read Bismillah. When we get ready food also, we don't read Bismillah. When we get up, we don't read. You can get up and you can have a twitch in your spine and you are paralyzed for life. One drop of blood in the body moves 100,000 kilometers a day in your body. Up and down, and not only up and down, it goes into the heart, one ventricle, from there to the other, from there into the lungs, all the carbon dioxide is taken out, you are breathing it out, and carbon dioxide and oxygen is put in which you are breathing. There are filters, there are air conditioners so that it's pure air, it's at right temperature, it goes into the blood and it puts new life into that blood, goes into the next ventricle, from there into the whole body and up and down. You are running a marathon and this is happening. You are fast asleep and taking a good rest and this is happening. And no accident also. If there's to be one accident on our roads, construction all in the whole world, all the time construction. Here is a detour, here there is a traffic jam, here, all that. This year it has to have one accident, one puncture, one petrol get finished. It's a blockage in your system. There you got a heart attack. It's a blockage in your system. There you got a stroke. And that a person is living, a child is born, a child is made is a miracle of Allah. A child is delivered is a miracle of Allah Ta'ala. It's no command of the gynecologist or the mother or the father. It's wahdahu la shareek. The child is the what a miracle and the greatest proof of the existence of Allah. The qudrat of Allah, the kamal and perfection of Allah is you yourself, O insan. How your body, there is a beautiful Arabic saying, which one Arab told us, but I just can't find it again. But the meaning of it is, if you hear somebody is living, you must be surprised. If you hear somebody is dead, you must, it's natural. Because the system of the body, the brain to function, the blood system, the nervous system, the digestive system. Today I ate milk or too much gas. Today I have been too much gas. I hate this problem. And that we still living is on the miracle of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's open miracle. But because we don't make ta'alluq with Ahlullah and the people who see that, we don't take cognizance of it. We don't think about it. And that is why we have come for the Islah, to invite you to the Islahi Jalsa tomorrow night in Mallinson Road also. And 21, 22, 23 February, 1st, 2nd, 3rd of Jamaat-e-Ukhra in Azadul Darul Ulum, so that these things can come into us. And when these things will come into us, Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, and to recognize and acknowledge the existence, the Qudrat of Allah, and that it becomes part of our life. Not, don't give the salt next to you and be happy there's salt in my food. Your biryani was made, the meat got the best lamb, or the best chicken, and the spices are the best, and it was cooked wonderful, but they forgot to put salt. Okay. That biryani is tasteless. And salt is kept next to you, but you are not putting it in the biryani. And also remember, the salt from on top is not the salt which is from inside. Okay. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani, rahmatullahi alayhi, what a great buzzard. And from here also learn the desires and nature of our akabir and our group. And all Ahlullah's nature is like this. You get automatically pulled. They are such a magnet that you can't help but be drawn towards them. Anyway, Maulana was invited to a meal in Ambedkar. And it's famous that Ambedkar people, their brains, they are about 5 blocks short in their brains. So anyway, the ladies cooked the food for Jummah program, Maulana is. They brought the food. And there was no salt. Maulana didn't complain. There's also a great quality of Ahlullah. There's no harm of saying. But they don't. They accept it. He ate all the food. Then the house ladies realized when they did, oh, no food. So they were such people. They sent salt in a little newspaper, wrapped up this little thing. And they told Maulana, eat the salt from on top. Now I want you to eat the salt from on top. On one occasion, Maulana used to make great effort and take the du'as of the ulama for the work of the meal and the hour and keep them well. He called Maulana Hussain Ahmed Badawi, Maulana Fakhruddin Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah, our Shaykh al-Hadith of Darwin. There were other great ulama also. In Mewar people normally their best meal, like we will give biryani, we will give roast or something, they used to give kheer. And that was the speciality of death. So kheer was presented. Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to eat very sweet. He wanted extra sweet. And there was a bowl there, it was white, there were contents in it, fine. So he took it sugar. He put one spoon, he put another spoon. And Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali saw, and he was a student also, and they were very free and open with him. So he said, Maulana, all be done. And when he tasted it, it was only salt. And Maulana, those who knew Maulana, used to get very angry. And he used to show his anger. He said, Mere saath masala kya hai? And he got up and he went to and he didn't eat also in his bed. One time, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was having tea by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Also, they met very sweet. UP people, very sweet they eat. And very hot also, and very strong hot. Chilies also, they like it very, very much. So, Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali put 1 teaspoon of sugar in his tea. 2nd teaspoon, 3rd, 4th teaspoon. Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali say, instead of that, put your whole cup of tea into the sugar. So our buzzards, really, their nature was such that they would just win. They were very light-hearted. And they were very, very, you could just go along with them. You don't have to fear them. From far you think, oh great Huzur, how are many by him? There you have to just be sitting with the sea, with your eyes down, etc. With your face pulled up all the time. Never in the company of Ahlullah, you'll find yourself to be very, very comfortable. So anyway, what was I saying? You understand the great qudrat of Allah. And insan is the greatest proof of Allah's qudrat and Allah Ta'ala's existence. And this Allah has given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And today we have to watch and watch Nabi alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam is in the heart of Makkah, the Mataf. And the enemies, the Quraysh, have pounced on Nabi. Somebody is kicking him, somebody is hitting him. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we did not have the courage to go and save Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the time that today it is. Today to identify yourself, what ulama people are praying. So to identify yourself with jihad, to take the name jihad, we are afraid. You will be turned a terrorist. Your bank account might be frozen. And you may be, maybe not only under surveillance, you will be taken in for interrogation. You might be locked up. People are afraid to identify. How many people who travel? Women, they take out their burqa. Men, they take out their clothes. Beard, they can't take out. But they wear a t-shirt, they wear jeans when they're traveling. They are afraid to identify. So that time, when the government was of the Kuffar in Makkah, and the laws were free totally against Islam also, not now only, and it was, this carries on and it happens all the time. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose bravery is known, he said, we couldn't even identify ourselves. That was the time when Muslims were few, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised them that keep your Islam a secret, because the conditions are such now that you won't be able to take the onslaught of the people. It was one man, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who went in the midst of the kuffar and chased them away. And pushed this one away, hit that one, punched this one, kicked that one, and freed his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is great detail in this, but this is a lesson for us. Forget in public, but when our social gathering, some wedding occasion, any social gathering, there are many people who speak against the Tabligh Jamaat. Many people who speak against the ulama, who speak against Darul Uloom, who speak against Khanqahs. At that time, be like a Rajul Mu'min, which Quran speaks of in the Quran Sharif. In the parliament of Fir'aun, he was not afraid. And he gave and he told them what to do. And he gave da'wah. وَقَالَ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنُ مِنْ عَالِ فِرْعَونَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. That he gave the da'wah of Islam in front of Fir'aun. And in front of all that, so we also, when in the social gatherings, we say that, I wanted to say, but I thought there will be big fitna, there will be big trouble. No, in a nice way, tell them, if you can't get up from them, go. Don't be part and parcel of such a haram gathering, where ulama are being run down, where Tabligh Jamaat is being run down, Khanqahs are being run down. You will get the reward of Rajul Mu'min. You will get the reward of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And this on a daily birth. In our businesses, somebody comes, two, three people, some discussion starts. And there you find ulama being run down, Darul Ulooms are being run down, Tabligh Jamaat is being run down. So at such times, stand up for the truth. If you can't, then you go. Excuse yourself, but don't be part and parcel of that. So anyway, such were the conditions in Makkah Sharif. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the backdrop of this condition, he gave us pure Islam today. Such pure Islam today, like the night is different from the day. You can't mistake the night for the day. And you can't mistake the day for the night. 12 o'clock day and 12 o'clock night, you can't mistake it. Like that he gave us this pure deen. What goodness Allah's Nabi, after so many sacrifices, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to tolerate 70 of his Sahaba who became shaheed in one day. Allah. He had to tolerate Hazrat Hamza, his uncle, that he was made shaheed. All this he went through. Kattahari fil himami. But he was like dying as far as courage is concerned. Time has saw what was taking place, how people are maimed and killed, what tsunamis and earthquakes take place, but time does not stop. Not for one second. Time carries on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what and what in his immediate family, the occasion of ifk, of what and what was told about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, what and what happened, but there's a mountain of furthest. He carried on with his mission. He did not give it up for one second. This what manners Allah, and this was all Allah given. Allah was the creator, was the giver of all this. So Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah declares, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are not only that, but you have got the best of akhlaq. You are the sole agent of akhlaq. We have got this franchise of akhlaq. Nobody can get akhlaq from anyone in the world. If you want good akhlaq, the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where you will learn good akhlaq. Otherwise, if we think we can get akhlaq from anywhere else, you are in the aeroplane and every now and then you're calling the hostess and you're smiling with her and you're tapping her also a little bit, eh, and you say, I've got good akhlaq. What you are doing haram and you are terming it as good akhlaq. How many of us, with other women when they form at the business anywhere, then, oh, we have to show our akhlaq. How are you made? You need anything. When your wife wants, what the neck? All the time. Can't you wait till the weekend? Can't you wait for this? How we treat our wives? And just today I mentioned to our friends, in Barbados we have got a good friend, Yasin Bey Desai. He phoned a number of times, I won't say the whole story, but a very, very sort of sudden, his wife met with a death. She passed away. And he's phoning now repeatedly, alhamdulillah, we've got a good relationship. And now he says one thing, Mali sahab, may even ni qadar ni ki di. I didn't appreciate that. What a beautiful mot at the end. Allah, 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 Allah. She read and she told him, make your namaz, read your Quran, told the children. And suddenly she passed away. So make qadar of our wives. What akhlaq we got with our wives. How we treat them. Other women, then we are very good and very polite and kind. That Islam teach, our sheikh says you must treat people in a nice way. But your own wife, that we didn't hear anything sheikh say about that. That is, we never heard that sheikh say you must treat your wife in a nice way. Make qadar and appreciate. Now he's phoning so many times. Say, Mali sahab, make qadar milki. Mali sahab, who need chant to even ikla uncha dar. She was such a great woman. What quality she has got, now I appreciate. And ni'matu idha fuqidat arifat. When a ni'mat is snatched away, then we appreciate it. Today, while I remember, I phoned home. After told me, he phoned again today. Just before I left also, he phoned. He wants solace somewhere. And now he's asking, did I do anything wrong? She didn't want to go to the doctor. It's my problem, my fault. And how we treat, we just brush them aside. And we just will rubbish them, that they are nothing, they're wasting time, they are an end. No, don't do that. Look at the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he treated his wife, there is great detail in that also. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a complete embodiment, as nothing else but as a mercy, not lil muslimin, for the Muslims, lil mu'mineen, lil alameen, for the entire, all the universe. You are a mercy, a complete mercy, even for those people who are making all these cartoons about you. You are a mercy for them, you are a mercy for the entire world, but people haven't recognized you. And they haven't recognized you, it's because of me and you. We haven't set that example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One friend of ours, a student of ours, doing fantastic work in France. He's a black man from Mayotte, but mashallah, I've seen when I went there, the whites, the Arabs, Moroccans, Egyptians, Tunisians, all white people. But what respect I've seen with my eyes, up to 40 minutes he's late for Jamaat, in Dini work, not any other work. They won't let Jamaat stand up. لَمْ تَزِرُ الْإِمَامِ إِذَا جَاءَ الْإِمَامُ مُصَلِّي. We won't make namaz till the imam comes. But our condition, we are just watching the watch, the mutawalli, and looking at the imam. You are 1 minute late. One such imam, he saw that these are the people who are following the watch. So just about 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes before namaz, he went to toilet. And he waited till, like, namaz is going to be half past eight. Azan is half past eight. Yeah, half past eight. Then he came out half past eight and he came straight from the Musalla. So they said, Manana, wuzu? He said, what you will got to wuzu? You important time. On time namaz are remaining. You're not interested in wuzu. You're not interested. You want time. So then they learned the lesson. We are human beings. The Imam is a human. Unless you are like Manana Muhammad Mullah of Stanga Marhum, who was mashallah 17 years, then you hardly ever he was late for a namaz or he wasn't there for a namaz. And then they were to Wendy Stoney, Manana, you're also a human being. We're keeping a second imam. He said, alhamdulillah, after 17 years, you will realize I'm also a human being. Okay? So anyway, the imam is also a human being. Anything can happen to any person. emergencies happen to us. We are human beings. System failure of human beings happens also. What can you do? So anyway, Nabi Ali Salatu was Salam. Allah sent him a mercy to the entire universe. One time, Zunnoon Misri, Rahmatullah Ali, very great Buzur. And Buzurks are not only from India and Pakistan. He was from Misr. Morocco was Buzur. Iraq and Iran was Buzur. The whole world has, today we don't know our history. We don't know what Islam has contributed to the world of today. We don't know what they were, what Islam was, and our Buzurks, who they were. So we shy away from Islam. And we don't want to identify the greatest benefactors of the world today are Muslims. Before I explain about Zunnoon Misri, rahmatullah alayh, many of us, because we suffer from an inferiority complex, that we haven't, once Abbadus I was, and the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, our family member also, and a big alim also. I don't know, he must have been testing me, I think. He told me, what have we done for the world? Today you pick up your phone, you're speaking in China, you're speaking in Hong Kong. What have we contributed to the world? I was dumbfounded. I couldn't answer him. I couldn't speak a word. Because I at least expected him. Perhaps he was most probably testing me. Whatever it was. But today we suffer from an inferiority complex that we haven't contributed till today. And our Sheikh should explain this in great detail also. That as long as one person is saying Allah, the world system of the world is chaos. Is that Muslim? Even if you say Abdullah. Because of that, you kept your son's name Abdullah. Because of that, Abdullah, the world system will carry on. The more it is, the more better the system of the world will carry. And we are seeing today, mashallah, how many masjids, how many darnums, how many ulama. 40 years, there wasn't this. There wasn't a haji. There wasn't a person with a beard. A person who kept a beard was called Dari, because he's the only man who kept a beard. A person who went for Hajj was Haji Sahib. He's the only one who went. There was no question of Umrah. Today, young children, families are going for Umrah. Today, so Allah brought a lot of comfort and ease in worldly life also. The more deen is going to be alive, Allah reward the ulama, the Darul Uloom, Deoband, that produced Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah. And with his Tabligh Jamaat, he has combed with a fine comb the whole world, the concrete jungles of the world, the wooden jungles of the world, Jamaats are everywhere. Darul Uloom are everywhere. And Makatib, and this dressing that we have, there are many people who are here who know. 40 years ago, there was no Abdul Samad, he was Sam. There was no Harun, he was Harry. What all the names would they were? But today, alhamdulillah, Sahaba's names are becoming alive. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's names are becoming alive. What they changed, that 40 years ago, Musallis, there were hardly masjids. Very, very few masjids. Those masjids were empty. No namaz for Sunday morning, no fajr with jamaat. On a Saturday, asr, nobody there for namaz. Common this was. And again the qiraat, Allama Yusuf An-Nuri rahmatullah alayhi came. And he made the dua of our country, and this was in the 60s, not the 40 years ago. In the 60s, in most of the masjids, he told his friends, repeat our namaz. The imam's qiraat is so weak that namaz also has not been made. But today, mashallah, what qiraat. South Africa has become, mashallah, a model as far as Quran Sharif is concerned in the world. Alhamdulillah, our Quran and our ulama, what great sacrifices they have made, and what deen has come alive. This is all the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the more deen is going to come alive, the more our dunya will become comfortable. Today we were eating in the afternoon, before we have just a snack little bit, and there was food. I said, what amats of Allah Ta'ala. Then Ibrahim Patel told me, his mother used to say that Allah rozi diye, aap rikhaye. Allah gives. But I told him, see, there is so much rozi here on the dastarkhan. We are so many, but we can't finish it. The woman, what they say? Nobody ate anything. This is common. So much Allah is given. But I told him at the same time, let us not waste. And when you get such a rozi also, in your heart make dua. There are millions of people who haven't got a slice of bread. Ya Allah, feed all those poor. There are millions of people who haven't got clothing to cover, women who can't cover their sitter. There, what's happening to the refugees in Iraq, in all these places? Make, if we can't do anything, help, support. But you can't at least make dua. There are so many people with what illnesses, what problems people have got. Almost everyone has got some problem. Make dua, Allah eases and relieves the people of all these things. So Allah's them. So Nabi Ali Salaam wa Salaam, Allah has given him. Yeah, the no miseries incident I was going to mention. He was sitting at the river night, making his ibadah. Suddenly he sees very something strange unfolding. He sees that a frog came to the bank of the river, and there was a scorpion. And it was as though the scorpion had fought for a taxi. And the taxi came and fetched him. As the taxi came, he jumped on the back of the taxi, the frog, and transported him and went with the speed. You can make out, like sometimes somebody is just walking fast, somebody is jogging, but somebody is running. There's some serious matter. You can see the difference. This frog was going with urgency. So he followed also. It was possible for him to cross at that point. Comes on the other side in Aba, just like a taxi, the frog brought him there. The scorpion jumped off. And the scorpion rushed into the jungle. And when it rushed into jungle, came to a place, there was a person, the prince, the son of the king. He was drunk. He had drunk so much of liquor, wine, and in a pitiable condition, all foam coming out from his mouth. Flies are all around his mouth. And there is a poisonous snake on him that's going to bite him just now. The scorpion reaches in time, bites the snake, pulls out its poison, and the snake falls down dead. Zunnur Misri is shocked at that. Yeah, for this person like this, who is drunk like this, and you make all this in intizam from where the scorpion came, where its taxi came from, how it transported, and on time, Allah put in his heart, oh Zunnur Misri, if we only look after the pious, who will look after the sinners? We are only wahdahu la shari. There is no one else that will look after the... Allah is rahmatul lil alamin. Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. And Allah's Nabi, rahmatul lil alameen. For the whole world, for everyone. But together with that, there is the other side of the coin also. If you went buy something, even on your notes, if it's only printed one side, other side is not printed. That note is fake, there's something wrong. The shopkeeper, the bank going to reject your note. Your coin, 5-rand coin, if it's only printed one side, other side is blank. So there's a other side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's maqam, nobody can ever explain. So, hi, wa rafa'na laka dhikra, when Allah says we have made your position, your zikr so high, your saad, your deen, what to say about that? So we have to pay attention that to see our coin is printed on the other side. Our notes are printed on the other side. For that, there's few little points, take that to mind. The most important is we must have iman bil rasul. That we, what does that entail? Firstly and foremostly, that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the Rasul and Messenger of Allah. Together with that, it entails that he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets. No Nabi will come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says, if somebody claims to be a Nabi, and you ask him, what is your proof? You're asking, what is your proof? You go out of the fold of Islam. Because it's not objective. You can't, that if he gives us proof, there's no question. It's final. The door has been sealed in such a way. No zilli nabuwa come, no guruji nabuwa, no shadow nabuwa, no another nabi of any type cannot come. The door has been sealed completely. Our iman. And our iman must be that our success is only in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can't practice, make tawbah istighfar. Admit it's my weakness, don't try and justify. Hey, many people we do, many women, how they dress, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with this. Hey, if then you ask them, your husband marries another wife, what's wrong with that? That is a big wrong. A very big wrong. But all other things, they wearing tight-fitting clothes, etc. This is not right. Then jogging on the roads, going to jump, and jamming it away. What's wrong with it? We're doing it with a good path. We are covering ourselves. All that. Then you have them, your husband marries another wife, what's wrong with that? Then it's a big wrong, a big problem. So iman, that the only success of life is no Western, Eastern way, no old and new way, is only in the way of Muhammad Rasulullah. I will repeat, if I can't manage that way, I weep, I admit my weakness, and I ask Allah for forgiveness. But yaqeen must be that that is the only right way, the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we must have muhabbat in Rasul, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Then you don't love me more than you love yourself. Your iman is not complete. You got iman, but it's not complete." As Umar said, they were genuine, true sahaba. What was in their heart was on their tongue. Today we, somebody knocks on our door, 10 o'clock at night. Already time, we are already halfway into bed. Who is this now? Okay. And then now we have to go and open when we say, "Oh, mashallah. We were just thinking about you, so happy you came." And in your heart you say, "Hey, I will see Badkati." Various people land it up from now at this time. Or even a phone call. Who is this who's phoning now? One time, Murid also, mashallah, very pious person. For this, it wasn't so late at all. So then he asked me, if Appa, Bibi Appa is there, my wife also who can speak. And we could hear, she saying, "Tumune amri chuchu phone kar." And she didn't want to speak. And when she came on the phone, mashallah, "Can show me Appa?" "Sure." So happy. So this is, we got that. Sahaba did not have this at all. What was in the heart? So, who will admit? As a woman admitted, "Oh, bless Nabi, I love myself more than what I love you." They were not munafiqs in any way. There was no nifaq in them whatsoever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakat and sohbat and tawajjuh. Then he said, "Now Allah has blessed me with your love more than myself." And this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the time of Badr. What day bayan Hazrat Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, "Oh Allah's Nabi, if you tell us to jump from the mountain into the sea, we are ready. You tell us to jump into a fire, we are ready." We, our muhabbat, we today, all day, did we even think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our namaz, we read, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad." We are not thinking of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. We didn't read one durood sharif. We didn't say one jazakallah. What great namaz we have got. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi nahi hota. Is a hadith. Lama khadabtul khalq. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But we don't even think, what is our muhabbat? One person who was a, he was getting married. So he went to the tailor to have his kurta from for wedding day. So he took his material and he took also a sample of a kurta, which kind of kurta he wants. And time was fixed, money was fixed, how much? So when he went and collected, kurta was sold. But he saw not the material he brought and not the sample he gave. So automatic argument starts. In the argument, blows were flying with one another. People gathered all, what's happening here? They explained, all said the tailor is at fault. He should listen to the instructions of the customer. He brought material, he brought us. The tailor said, but listen to my argument also. He told me he's getting married. So I thought this material is an inferior quality. So I bought a superior quality of material. And also, he told me he's getting married. The sample he brought of the kurta, 1920 models he brought. And the models I made for him is 2050 model. Advanced model I made for him. But the fault is the tailors. So just like that, the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must follow in his way. We say that today, modern way, we're going to follow this way or that way. No, that won't work. We want to ijab and make our own new systems to promote deen, to teach deen, etc. Today, what new things are coming about. And good people are bringing up new ideas in deen. Muhabbat is that you will follow in that system of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with this muhabbat, and it must be the greatest, that muhabbat must be that you are not proud in the sense of making shukr. You don't shy away from your beard. You don't shy away from your topi. You don't come to the masjid, you wear topi, and when you are going out, the topi is in your pocket. And when you are coming to to the masjid, you roll up your trousers above your ankles. When you are leaving, you put it down again. No, wherever you are at the airport, you are anywhere, that you believe your Islam and your identity, and you identify yourself with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that muhabbat must be in us. Then it must be, this muhabbat must be coupled with azmat, the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You love your brother, you love your friends, and you joke anyway, you tell him what you want to. Muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can't be, you just say what you want to. It must be with azmat and with respect also. Your mother, you tell her anything. Mother absorbs everything. Try and tell your father and see one slap he gives you. You can't tell your father everything just as you feel like. Your mother, you tell her anything. A small little child even hits the mother. Mother absorbs everything. Allah has put that absorber is so that it takes everything. But the father, you can't do that with the father. So with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, respect. That muhabbat must be there, but it must be with respect. Just like you read a novel, your mother doesn't like you to read novels. You may see she's coming to your room, you tuck it in under the bed, under the mattress. Quran Sharif, you can't do that. That you, somebody comes and you don't want them to see you reading Quran, you can't tuck it under the bed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect must be also there. So azmat al rasul. Then together with that, another very great right of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhikri rasul. To remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have bayans, for example, and we talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allama Yusuf al-Nuri rahmatullah alayhi himself used to practice and advise ulama, especially in the month of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, speak about seerah, about the life of Nabi. We never speak about it. How are the people going to know? So it's not confined to Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir. The whole year, speak about Durood Sharif, speak about the rights of him, speak about the great personality of us. He's Allah's love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for Allah ta'ala. But make this a springboard and speak about it. Once in Krukenstorp, I at that time, I used to go regularly for Jummah namaz. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas sahab, rahmat barakatuh, used to always regularly join me also. On one occasion I spoke on seerat, etc. So one man was in the corner, he was mumbling something. So I thought he's got objections to what I've got. Some people object to us about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I finished namaz, I was going out, he came this way to meet me. I said, no problems, going to Israel. Allah made khair. But he told me, Maulana, the surah, the seerat you explained, our ulama, the people of the, he said, they got no inkling, no idea of who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is muhabbat of Nabi sir? He was being impressed. He was a man of that, that school of thought. I didn't know it, but so speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Yunus Patel sir, rahmatullah alayhi, with the ash'ar and Hazrat's teaching, how many people on the other side, they came to understand what is the right side. And they came into onto the right side. But on one place, in my Jummah bayan on Durood Sharif, I was speaking, I read the ayat, inna Allahu malaikatuhu. And then I read Durood. But nobody is reading. I say, by reading Durood Sharif, you're not going to go, you're not going to be not a Tablighi or not a Jobandi. We have taken such a strong stand that we don't want to even read Durood Sharif. We have the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't want to say them. These are important things. So Zikr-e Rasul. In Zikr-e Rasul also, a kitab on seerah, on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, by little bit emphasis, a lot of people have started. And they have written, we are reading now on the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make your ta'aleem. How many of us make ta'aleem? Even our jamaat brothers, important part is to have ta'aleem in the house. But how many of us have ta'aleem? Everyone. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah says this ta'aleem in the house. Allah says it's a great ni'mat of Allah. We don't make ta'aleem in the house. Read one ayat, the tarjumah. Read one hadith and 5 minutes make. And the best, what a ready-made kitab, Fazail-e-Amal, Fazail-e-Sadaqat. As Fazail-e-Sadaqat, second part, Allahu Akbar. One person, pious, late person, elderly man, deendar, conservative. His daughters came of age, they brought TV in the house. He was very, very against it. The wife supporting the daughters, they told him that you give us our share in your wealth. and you get out of the house. The wife told him, the daughters, he was facing a great problem. He spoke to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Shaykh told him, you don't worry. All you do, tell them 23 hours, 50 minutes, you do what you want to. 10 minutes we have time. He said, it's about 10 minutes we'll sit for ta'aleem. Rest of the time, we can make party, we can go shopping malls, we can watch TV, we can watch videos. He's allowing us, so it's a good settlement. So they settled for that. Hardly 2 weeks he came home, he saw TV's thrown out, smashed and broken. We don't understand again, as I said in the beginning, our deen is easy. We want big, big solution. Many people who write for their problems. In fact, one lady from India, she wrote this problem, that problem. I told her, make time. She wrote this problem, that problem. Afterwards, I had to be a bit hard and firm. I say, you're writing your problems, but what I'm telling you to do, you're not doing. Start your ta'aleem and then see the difference. And the difference came. Few days ta'aleem and then again she became slack. Today one email came. Again I told, ta'aleem is the most important. Ta'aleem in the house. You want changes. This one is not, children are not listening. Wife is not listening. This is not going right. Finances are not going right. Fazal-e Amal, Fazal-e Sadaqat is Imam Ghazali's Ihya al-Ulum of today. Read our Shaykh's kitab, read our Akabi's kitab, but make 5 minutes ta'aleem, 10 minutes ta'aleem, and see the barakah that will come in your house, in your life, your children. It will change the direction. But it won't make sense to us. Making ta'aleem is nothing, so it's not a big deal. We want another solution. Make ta'aleem. So, zikr of Rasul said, and any person who will read a kitab of seerah, it's impossible, I can say with conviction, at the end when you come in tears, don't come out of your eyes. That this great, great magnanimous personality has passed away, has left this world. It's impossible that the person with the hardest heart, and that heart is like a rock and like a mountain, but what says our Shaykh is to say, from mountains, waterfalls come out. Then your heart will become like that. So make ta'aleem, zikre rasul. And then have fikre rasul. What was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not to give university degrees to his children. Not to send them to nursery and pre-primary. And when they learn nursery rhymes, which are totally against Islam. One time in a few minutes. One time in Lusaka, I explained about what and what they're teaching in the school. A professor came to me after the bayan and he asked me, did you hear this nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall? I said, yes, we learned it when we were small, we heard it. So he said, do you know the meaning? I say, according to the words, we know. He says, what the actual meaning is, Humpty Dumpty, what a name also. That they refer to as Islam in the Muslims. Set on a high wall, they reached a high level. That was in Spain. Where Muslims, as far as deen also is concerned, one kitab somebody gave me in English, 200 pages, only the names of the awliya of Spain. Not when they were born, when they died, what was their condition, where did they grow up, what was their initial attitude, only the names, 200 pages, how many awliya. As far as dunya is concerned, Spain, the Muslims reached the highest level of what the world could reach. And what the world has got today is mainly the Muslims of Spain that has given the world as far as scientific inventions and all these things, paper, whatever else it can be, and go today to Spain, they admit it. And go to the museum and till today they have taken out many things and day by day they are taking out. But even today they admit what the Muslims have given to the Muslims, what the Muslims have given the world in Spain. But the greatest fall that came of the Muslims was also in Spain. It was the 1st of April. And till today we don't know that we have got money, our ignorance, that we also play with one another April Fool Day. April Fool was the 1st of April when they sent away, exiled the Muslims from Spain. Painted their faces black and told them, you April Fool, you get out from Spain. And they sent them to South America. And today we don't know. We are making a joke out of it. We're playing our own. We are destroying our own respect and honor. So they said, Humpty Dumpty sat on a great wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Islam fell and the Muslims fell. And according to them, all the king's horses and men cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. They won't come back. Muslims will never rise. That is their stupidity and their falsehood and their ignorance. When Allah has declared and Allah's Rasul that Islam will enter every house in the world. Solid burnt house and dead shanty and mud house. That time is 100% going to come when Islam. Today many people ask also, all the big construction of Makkah Sharif, Masjid, they're going to make it so big, Medina Sharif so big, the world is going to become Muslims. You have to accommodate them. Hey, many places where masjids are built, big masjids. You see, there aren't so many musallis. All this whole infrastructure, the work amongst the indigenous people in our country, every town, all the places work is... What is this? The time is not far. And this, all what they are doing, Ibn Taymiyyah is also a great alim, though we don't agree with all his teachings. But he has written, wherever people made a joke about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after that Allah Ta'ala made Islam to spread it. And what is happening now, they are cutting their own legs, they don't realize. And Islam is going to spread in the world. So anyway, the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for deen to spread. How much do we give anyone da'wat in a whole day? My son didn't get up for fajr, do I speak to him in a suitable way? My wife didn't make fajr today, do I speak to her in a suitable way? But if they break a cup, qiyamah. One small little dunya's nuksan, we can't tolerate it. Deen's nuksan, how my daughter is dressing, how my son is dressing, it means nothing to me. And I can't speak a word. My daughter rules me. My son rules me. They keep the gun to my head. I can't speak a word because we didn't bring them up properly. We didn't have ta'lim in the house. Today we have brought ourselves, we are the slaves of our children. And how many cases the poor old man and old woman, all they can do is cry in their hearts of what they are seeing. It's our own doing for which punishment we are getting already yet. So bring up our children so that fear that fikr of Rasul. Then one other great right of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ziyarat Rasul, to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all go for Umrah, Alhamdulillah, Mubarak. Allah take us over and over, and Allah give us the true spirit and benefit of Umrah also. But sometimes, at least once, in fact more, but at least once, make niyat of not Umrah, of ziyarat Rasul. And make Umrah right away. We make Umrah our object and going for Umrah. And by the way, we're going to Medina Sharif also. Going to make Ziyarat also. And make your niyat not of Masjid and Nabawi. Make your niyat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The value of Masjid and Nabawi, the value of Medina Sharif is because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. He is the object, he is the quest. And we don't make his niyat, we make the niyat of the masjid, you make the niyat of going to Medina, make niyat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that great personality, Talal Badru Alayna, this beautiful 14th moon has risen on us. Talal Badru Alayna, means the niyat il wada, from that valley there. Wajaba shukru alayna ma da'a lillah bida'i. Eternally it is necessary upon us to make shukr. Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar. Oh, you master of beauty and you owner of perfection. You wajhikal munir, from your beautiful countenance of your face as the moon got its beauty. That all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is because of you we have been sharafat al-Madina. You have given honor to Medina, Medina to al-Munawwara. So this, we must make the niyat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whether we are there, read salatu wasalam with passion and with feeling. From here, read durood sharif. Not to complete numbers, that so many duroods I have read, make numbers also, but with passion and with feeling from your heart, read durood sharif. And this cannot come until we don't have the company of Ahlullah. Alhamdulillah, by the barakat of our share, Allah blessed us, inshallah, also with some share. And this is when we stay in their company and we see what their heart is burning about and how their love of deen is. And we stay in that company, it rubs off onto you also. So today also, mashallah, Hazrat Khulafa and many awliya, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Masihullah sahab, Mawlana Qamaruz Zaman sahab, how many great buzurgs still, mashallah, come and visit our country. And the Khulafa are present here in your Durban area, how many Khulafa of our Shaykh, of Mawlana Masihullah sahab, of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. Keep contact with them. And these things will come. And with the need for these things to come into us, Allah will bless us also. So inshallah, and this is the object of the Khalqa of Islam. This is what is spoken about. And when you get a taste of this, you will realize what is the taste of life. Otherwise, we are just passing our day. Like animals getting up in the morning, eating, and the night, and then they pass their lives, they die. Our lives are also just going like, get the essence. We are making namaz, alhamdulillah. We are making our children alims and alimas. All that, alhamdulillah. But get that taste of iman. A person who has tasted of iman, his life is a different good life. May Allah give us all. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubba wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarrimuna ila hubbik. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha fa anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Inshallah, in Ramadan also, and the Darul Uloom in Azadra, we have a full Islahi program, and many, many brothers from around the world come and spend 40 days. Come and spend 10, 12 days before Ramzan, the whole of Ramzan, more than that also. Or anywhere else, wherever they are, Mashaykh, try and spend, make our Ramzans valuable, spend it in their Khidmat.